this life is not going to be an easy one if you follow the truth. The road to heaven is narrow. I mean, but that's a choice we make. Mm-hmm. But the media, clearly, they continue to lie to us. They're lying to us now. And I'm going to give you a couple examples. You got Matthew Iglesias of Vox. He basically is trying to compare these rioters to the pro-democracy protesters of Hong Kong,
right,
which is utterly and absolutely ridiculous. Then we have somebody.
He probably thought he was making all the sense in the world. He probably thought he was making a profound statement when he said that, Mr. Iglesias.
But then we got somebody in Columbia, South Carolina. A man's trying to protect his business. He's attacked and beaten senseless by an angry mob because he dares to call the police. And then you have Maggie Haberman of the New York Times. Basically, her big takeaway when Trump tweets a video clip of this attack, that he called the man white. That's the takeaway, Maggie?
Not the guy getting the crap beat out of her defending his store. Oh, he was white.
I mean, like, this is what I'm talking about. What's the focus? And then we used an example earlier in the show. You have the gentleman who was murdered in St. Louis, the captain. And then you have the kid, young kid. He's a black kid who kills him. They don't cover it.
No.
There's no outrage.
It goes against the narrative. That's the whole thing. You got a young black kid, 20-something years old, felon. He shoots a 77-year-old retired cop who's protecting the store. Shoots him dead and then puts it on Facebook. How's that for the media?
So is this like you said, the truth? Is this about journalism is dead?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. It's just simply dead. Years ago I used to think about the New York Times and I'd say, what an opportunity it would be if I had a lot of money. I said that if you bought the New York Times, because clearly it's a biased periodical, and you put out, say, a periodical. I used to think this, and I'd say you put out a periodical that was neutral, that just gave facts. I actually thought that would sell. As my life has gone on and as I've seen things, I've actually come to the conclusion it wouldn't.
It would
and
not
I'll
sell.
Tell you why.
Right.
Because people want to be basically empowered in their own lies.
Mm-hmm.
People do not, they're not interested in the truth. Sadly, most people, they want to be, that's why all these pundit shows like Rachel Maddow,
right,
or you have
Sean Hannity, yeah.
People watch this stuff because they want to say, yes,
right,
yes. They want to basically.
I hope people watch The Front Line with Joe and Joe and say yes.
But
I know at least one
time,
person does.
Like, but what we do, to be honest with you, I think a lot of the stuff, and I'm not just saying it because it's us, because Mike does it, so does Rick, so does Aaron. It makes sometimes people uncomfortable. There are things that they say that make me uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie. I'm a human being, and I'm flawed, and I'm not perfect. But the point of the matter is people are not interested in the truth. Christ said he was the truth. Christ, the things that he taught us as people, you know, listen, you're not paying attention if you don't go to church every once in a while and hear a gospel and say, ouch, I'm not doing that. Or ouch,
right,
I'm falling a little short there.
Right.
You know, like, but sadly, that's not, and I used to think that. I'd say, well, if somebody, if someone really rich bought the New York Times and they put out something that's really true and really accurate and just listed to the facts, I don't think people would actually buy it because they're not interested.
New York Times used to be a paper where, okay, they're reporting, their actual straight reporting has always been biased towards the left, even though in the past, in our lifetimes, it was much more fair, certainly, than it is in the let's call it the Bush, Obama, Trump era, because they really went off the deep end, really, when George Bush got elected. Okay, now my point being is this: but they had on their editorial pages where you could, let's say, give your opinion as an editorial board. They had William Sapphire. They run an article by William F. Buckley once in a while. Okay, you had George Will. You had conservative voices on there. Okay, back in the day. Now it's completely gone. You can have a paper where you have talented writers that write stories, talented reporters who report the news, facts. This is the story. This is what happened. People get it. They get their news. And then they get to the editorial page where you have a variety of opinions. That might sell. But I agree with you. Nowadays, see, the only person I can honestly say right now that I watch, not to be confirmed in what I believe, because I actually believe their analysis, he's one of the people I believe his analysis is spot on, not because I agree with him, okay, but because I just think that that's the case, is Tucker Carlson. He's a guy I don't think has an agenda, doesn't have an axe to grind. He looks at it the way we do and a lot of other good people. He looks at it and says, look, this is what I think. And I'm not devoid of common sense. I have common sense, and this is a common sense response to this nonsense that we're dealing with. That's why he's not very well liked either, because he's just a straight shooter.
But journalism is a consequence of the culture. It's a fruit. It's a bad fruit of the culture. People are affirmed through the current news media in their sin. They're affirmed in abortion, in same-sex marriage.
Sexual liberation in general.
But also even in unbridled capitalism, in materialism, in commercialism.
Right.
And if you challenge those people, and that's why, to be honest, I'm very proud to be on this station. I'm very proud to listen, to contribute. But also, to be honest with you, I get a lot out of listening to people like Rick Barrett, like Mike Church, like Aaron Barker, because they challenge you. You see, that's how you grow as people. You don't want to be affirmed in your sin.
But if you're comfortable, or at least Joe, you have to remember, I agree with you. I know exactly what you're saying. If you are blind, many of these people are. I'm not going to say they're evil. Many people, I would say, are blind. And you're comfortable with where you are. You don't want to rock the boat. You simply want to be confirmed in your comfortability. So, if I have a 16-year-old daughter, I'm going to put her on birth control, and if she gets pregnant, I can let her have an abortion. My son, my children, they tell me, they, whoever they in quotes, the air quotes, they tell me that I can't restrict my child. So if my son comes home gay, that's fine. I know that I've been a good parent because I let them be free, I let them be me, and all that kind of nonsense. The first time somebody comes along and rocks that boat, those people don't know what to do. They're dark. Not that they're dark slash evil. They're living in darkness. Now, they're either willfully blind or they're woefully blind. But sometimes, like you said, then you got to put the pedal down on those people. Then you got to say, no, you have to think about these positions you take.
But that's
you have to question yourself. I had to in life. You had to in life. I had to look in the mirror and say at one point, you know what? You're living a terrible life.
Well, that's what the church's job is.
That's
what a father's job is. That's what a mother's job is to do that. Frankly, that's what the media's job is to do. It's not to affirm, to be honest with you, it's to pursue the truth. The truth. And again, the truth costs, and sadly, people aren't willing to pay the price. I don't do it perfectly. I'm not going to say I do. Listen, I am a flawed man. I am a sinner. I try my best, though. I do my best. I hopefully will get better. At it.
But you acknowledge the need. Here's the thing, Joe. You have just acknowledged one of the big problems. Some people don't feel or acknowledge the need to get better.